Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
स्मार्ट कास्ट आप सुन रहे हैं HD स्मार्ट कास्ट और ये है फीवर FM प्रोडक्शन।
हाय, माय नेम इज स्तुति घोष एंड दिस इज मेरा वाला ग्रीफ, अ पॉडकास्ट फॉर एनीवन डीलिंग विद लॉस। आई रिसेंटली लॉस समवन वेरी क्लोज टू मी। आई एम अ रेडियो प्रेजेंटर, अ फिल्म क्रिटिक, basically someone who's never short of words. And yet when it came to expressing myself, to talk about death, loss and grief, kuch samajh hi nahi aa raha tha, shabd hi nahi the. In this podcast, every week, I speak to someone who has gone through this pain. Kehte hai na, jis pe beetti hai, wo samajh sakta hai. और चाहे कहीं हम सबको लगे कि बहुत पर्सनल है मेरा वाला ग्रीफ, येट इट्स यूनिवर्सल। इट्स समथिंग एवरीवन गोज थ्रू एंड ट्राइज टू डील विद इन देयर ओन वे। थ्रू दीज कॉन्वर्सेशंस वी ट्राई एंड डीकोड ग्रीफ एंड व्हाट डज इट रियली मीन टू लिव आफ्टर द लॉस ऑफ अ लव्ड वन।
Hi guys, I'm Stuti and this is Mera Wala Grief, a podcast for anyone dealing with loss. Generally, when we are grieving, when we lose someone very close, kuch time ke liye we are completely crippled. Tab kai baar baithe hue lagta hai ki, are we ever going to feel like ourselves again? Will this pain ever go away? Can we ever be as happy as we once thought we could be? Today, I have a very special guest who I hope will be able to answer some of these questions. With me is Guneet Monga. She is a well-known film producer, founder of Sikhya Entertainment. In fact, very recently, she was awarded the second highest civilian French honor. Thank you, Guneet, for doing this.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I've been seeing your work over the years, and I wanted to speak to you about this because I remember the Baba ka bhi hua tha, you would send me this message that you will feel his presence around. And I've always believed that only those who've gone through similar pain understand what it means. So even that one line of yours reached me. Today you're here in the capacity of a daughter. You lost your parents, you know, within 6 months of each other at a very young age. You took those memories, that grief with you, and went to a different city. Decided to build a life, a career.
Yeah.
Kya us waqt, did you also think like this, ki, will I ever feel like myself again? Will I ever be
you
happy?
You know, when something like that happened to me, and I lost my parents when I was 23 and 24, mom was in July 2008 and dad was in Feb 2009. Hmm. I was 24 years old in Feb 2009 and I didn't know any better. My work gave me a lot of validation and joy, and they were very proud of my work, and I just dived deep into it. I took on more work that I could. I moved cities. I was figuring out my work in Bombay, and they were proud that I was trying to figure out a life in Bombay. I was staying ghar mein, matlab char ladkiyon ke saath rent par 5,000 rupees dekar lokhand wala mein 2-bedroom mein. All I know that you know, all I had was friends, and I have had the privilege or the blessing of having really, really good friends. Mm. And being brought up with them, school, college friends, and all of us came to Bombay. Some of us came to Bombay together. But even with them, at that point of time, I was unable to stay in the house that jo hum logon ne hi saath mein banaya tha. I really wanted some space. आई डोंट नो व्हाट वाज गोइंग ऑन. इतना मेंटल हेल्थ के बारे में नॉलेज नहीं था, इतना ऐसा कुछ पता भी नहीं था कि थेरेपी कर सकते हैं या पैसे भी नहीं थे उस चीज के लिए तो, और नॉलेज भी नहीं थी. इट वाज जस्ट अ इंसिडेंट दैट हैपेंड एंड फॉर मी माय ओनली वे वाज रनिंग अवे फ्रॉम इट एंड नॉट एड्रेसिंग इट and running away into work, saying yes to more than I can chew. And I straight dived into being supervising producer for a big Bollywood film called Once Upon a Time in Mumbai. And just taking on that kind of responsibility, showing up in office and, you know, being responsible for such a large movie gave me all the distraction that I needed. And you know, used to be so tired by the end of the day ki ghar jaake bas so jao, matlab kuch ghante ke liye, just physically and mentally drained out. And I also remember leaving my friend's house, jo hum sabne bahut matlab aise sapna tha that we will stay together, we will, you know, build lives together, and moved into an obscure place in Mud Island. And then I used to travel from Mud Island for work. I mean, I just, you know, I think I was in a process of just self physical and mental exhaustion. You know, so I just didn't want, and I could not communicate or talk about it. The grief actually hit me of my loss of my parents after 7 years of them going. For 7 years, life was just so busy. There was no time to breathe. From Once Upon a Time in Mumbai,
and which you did consciously, ki dhyan na jaye and let me just work.
Shuruaat to aise hui thi, but uske baad back to back movies, back to back work. I started running a company called Anurag Kashyap Films, and started working there and building that in its early days. And that just did not give me any space to think. You know, there was just so much work, and I used to also say yes to so many opportunities and make the best out of them. And also the reason in those 5-6 years we were able to pack 20 films, you know. And all that is not normal, you know. It's not business wise or anything, but I think I was running away with a lot of energy, and it was like, okay, I'm making them proud. But 7 years later it hit me like a rock, and then 2 years were just very hard. And that's where I addressed it. I was able to talk about it. All these questions that, was I a good daughter? You know, was I good enough? Did they love me? Was I an angsty teenager? And I was busy being a teenager. You know, because 23, 24, you start loving your parents in your 30s. You know, you're so busy making money, proving a point right out of teenage, doing your first job, second job. And, you know, you are worldly wise. And there is a generation gap you're hyper aware of. So I needed a lot of these answers, you know, like, was I good enough for them? Could I have done that any better? You know, I didn't know any better. Did they love me? Did they forgive me for my pink 20s, you know? Was I greedy to get into work early? You know, maybe I should have spent time with them. So all the self-doubt crept in, all the... and I went into a deep spiritual path that allowed me a lot of space, but it took a couple of years. 7 years,
you know, I will come to that, but Abhi, like you said, I think so many people will be able to relate to this, jo aapne bola, whether you lose, you know, both your parents or a single parent or anyone close. Pehla reaction to denial ka hota hai, and you want to forget it. You don't want to deal with it. And work is something jisme zyada tar log refuge lete hain ki dhyan bhatkega aur kaam karte rahe. It hit you after 7 years. And that's also normal ki hum self-doubt mein jaate hain. Did we, you know, did we do enough? Decision sahi liya ya nahi liya, if it's a you know, medical related issue or just about being a good daughter or a friend or whatever. How do you deal with that phase, Guneet? Professional help or
yeah, was there something also else? Professional help. I did go to therapy. I did have I worked with a healer and I worked with a therapist, both. And also went deeply spiritual. So Gurbani gave me a lot of relief. You know, just your questions get answered in the path of Gurbani. And I fell in love with listening to kirtans. And bachpan se gurdwara bada jaate the hum log. Seva ka ek culture hai. Matlab every Saturday Sunday used to be in Bangla Sahib. Saturday nights used to be at Seez Ganj. Pura darbar dhulta tha. And that's how I've grown up, you know, doing seva and gurdwaras. But in Bombay, you get very disconnected with that world.
Yeah.
And that culture of showing up. And that's very, you know, you do it with parents. And I was always somebody who can run around, do all kinds of seva, but not really, you know, sit down and listen to Kurbani. I was also younger and not wiser. But something shifted. You know, bahut thehrav aa gaya. Do ghante baithkar sunna aur samajhna aa gaya. Internalize karna aa gaya. And usse bahut jawab mile, bahut relief mila, bahut acceptance mila. And a deeper level per connect with my parents hua. You know, where I connect with them spiritually, emotionally. They started coming in my dreams. I was able to communicate with them. I was able to know that they are very happy. I was able to know this was just a feeling, you know. I was able to get their blessings and bless them for the life that they've given me. I became very grateful in the process of, you know. Now, this is the reality. Sometimes the dreams are so vivid that I almost wake up thinking, chronology kya thi? Is that real or is this real? They're so vivid. Those days, I'm unable to function at normal pace. You're just clouded because you've had this intense emotional experience. Yeah, I know that they're very close and they're closer than they were, you know, before. I feel like hum log to as we grow and we go to other cities for work or whatever, you know, and the conversations become very functional. Khana khaya, paise hain, you know, that's all. Kuch chahiye, nahi sab theek, you know, and then you just know each other so well that you don't even deep dive into how are you feeling, you know, is something bothering you? How was your day? You know, so just things become very functional. So, and then distance arrives, you know, distance comes and you are busy with your friends and new relationships that you make. So I feel like I was able to disconnect with a lot of the things here and connect with them at a very, very deep level as I was on this path. And for me, it was Gurbani.
Beautifully explained, actually. I'm glad we're talking about faith because I've also, you know, dealt with, been in that phase where you want to question everything, including the fact that does God love me? Why did this happen to me? Were you in that zone ever? Why me? Why should I go through this? I'm young.
Absolutely.
My other friends have families. And
all the time. And you feel like a added baggage on everyone else because all your friends are kind to you and they want you.
Yeah.
I mean, Diwalis and New Year's and all these chuttis became the hardest for me. They were the hardest. You know, and those little things like ghar se matri aa rahi hai, achar aa raha hai, Bombay ke ghar mein kuch zyada saman hai, toh wapas mere saare dosto ko Delhi ke ghar mein chala jata hai. Wahan se alag kapde aa rahe hain. Everybody's had another base.
Yeah.
You know, for me, this is it. You know, lock, stock, barrel. Kahin se kuch nahi aa raha. कोई प्लान भी नहीं है कोई बैकअप नहीं है देयर इज नोबडी आई कैन कॉल एंड से कि अच्छा ये चाहिए यू नो व्हाट वाज द अनकंडीशनल लव ऑफ पेरेंट्स डेफिनेटली वाज मिसिंग एंड दिवालीज वर द हार्डेस्ट दिवालीज न्यू ईयर्स आई डिडंट नो व्हाट टू डू विद माय सेल्फ फॉर दैट वन वीक ऑफ छुट्टी यू नो एंड इट्स सच अ हाइपर फैमिली थिंग यू नो इट्स सच अ इट्स एंड फॉर पीपल हु डोंट हैव अ सेंस ऑफ फैमिली और हु हैव लॉस्ट अ सेंस ऑफ होम it hurts at so many levels. And then you're almost like, I don't want to come to Diwali functions, you know? And I just start, you know, subconsciously feeling ki sab to achha hai, you know, sabka, sab hai, family structures and itna joy hai, but then why me, you know? So that why me happens, self-victim mode or a grief mode happens a lot. Till the time, I think one can make peace with it and flow in balance, you know, where you're not, you don't have extreme reactions to anything. You know, that balance is very important to find where you're emotionally balanced towards all kinds of joy. And you also learn to accept that joy. You know, because phir lagne lag jata ki agar itni khushi hai to main deserve hi nahi karti. You know, ki wo nahi hai. Matlab agar filmfares hue life mein, Oscar hua life mein. Without them, it felt like, what's the point? You know, those pair of eyes, you wanted to see validation in those pair of eyes ke liye itna kaam kiya. You know, they built me who I am. And then sometimes when I'm judged for some work or something, I'm just like, I wish you'd met my parents. You know, I wish you knew, you know, like, kya asool hai zindagi ke? Kahan se hum, kya soch se hum aaye hain? You know, so wo value system bahut important hai. So I feel like, you know, joy feels phika and sorrow feels deeper. And half of the joy I'm not able to accept. Extreme moments of joy become extreme moments of sadness because it just engulfs you. You're just like, what is the point? You know, thank you. And then, you know, I've had to learn to say thank you to them because it's their blessings that one even experiences these kind of things. You know, it's not about, I feel like their blessings go a long way.
You know, you've been so honest about this, but you know, when I heard you, you've reached a certain level of peace. And like you said, you have forged a connection with that supreme power, with your parents. For those who nahi kar pa rahe hain, jinko abhi bhi lagta hai ki probably kainat hamare khilaf hai, what would you tell them?
Surrender. Death is inevitable. Death has happening to everyone. Jitne din hai yahan par khushi se jiyo, acha kaam karo, apne se niche walon ki saath samay bitao, so that you know your privileges that you've got in life. You know, kisi ki zindagi mein, you know, the more you are able to give, the more joy you get. So give freely, give your time, give your knowledge. If you can share monetary help, but bahut log hain that you can impact their lives in a positive way, and those blessings go a long way. So I feel and it also heals you a lot. You know, so because we don't know, you know, tomorrow one can go, you know, and aisa lagta hai ki hum kisi aur ki kahani bata rahe hain, but jab apne sath hota hai to pata hai, because my mom was 49, my dad was 52, I was 24, you know, and main kisi aur ki kahani nahi bata rahi, main apni kahani bata rahi hu, and they had all kinds of dreams for me, for themselves. Wo log kabhi India ke bahar nahi gaye, kabhi international trip nahi kiya. Every time I get onto a flight, I'm just like, this is what I wanted my mom to see. Unka man tha ki wo London jaye, bus jaye, nahi ja paye. So main dekh rahi hu ye sab kuch, main matlab saal mein 8-10 baar chali jati hu, aur itna jo privilege hai uske liye bahut gratitude hai. But it's still like, I come from a very very humble family, so पूरे खानदान में बात फैल जाती थी अगर कोई अमेरिका जा रहा है, मतलब इतनी बड़ी बात है, लोग आपस में एक दूसरे को फोन करके कह देते थे अमेरिका. So now that's become such a work has taken me so often, it's that international flight has become so easy that I feel like I wanted to share it with them.
Yeah.
You know, एक दिन तो मेरे साथ चलो, इस फंक्शन में मेरे साथ चलो, how people talk about me, yeah. I'd love you to see. You know, I remember 2010 in Venice Film Festival, we were given a room where the bathroom opened to the sea. And I never seen something like that in Venice. And we were staying at the Lido, that island. And the minute I saw it, I was like, oh, I wanted my parents to experience this.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted them to see it. So then, sab kuch thoda phika ho jata hai. Sabka perception thoda phika ho jata hai till you, you know, I feel, till you allow yourself to cherish it. And now I feel like they're within me. You know, so it is a very deep connect that they are traveling with me. I'm talking to them constantly. They're involved in conversations, and I get signs, and I get joy from little things, from the bird chirping to, you know, leaves and colors of leaves, and you just fall in love and try and love yourself more, you know, because aapko apne aapko unki nazariyon se dekhne ki aadat dalni chahiye. Because we judge ourselves so much, but if you look at yourself from the eye of your parents, you are just like the best person that ever happened on this earth, you know, as per them. So you start loving yourself more. There's a lot of self-love process the minute we start looking at ourselves from our loved ones, which is unconditional.
You know, like you said, ki ab the connection is such, you feel wo aapke saath hai. That you talk to them, you feel their presence. What is it that you say to them now? Is the communication happening all the time? Does it feel, have you, you know,
yeah,
because for somebody who is still grappling with the finality of death, ye bahut dream state lagti hai ki acha, how cool, like she's managed this, because kai log us position mein hote hain jahan impossible lagta hai.
All the time. I think just silence helps, talking to them all the time. And I'm talking to them like, you know, like they're here, you know. So right after the Oscar, I was like, acha ab aap mujhe gift kya de rahe ho? जब अच्छे मार्क्स आते थे तब भी देते थे ना. अब इसके बाद मतलब व्हाट आर यू गिविंग मी, दैट वाज माय कन्वर्सेशन विद देम इन दैट फ्लाइट. एंड देन आई वाज मेकिंग माय लिस्ट, यू नो, कि क्या क्या मेरे सपने, एंड शुड वी डू लाइक अ फैमिली हॉलीडे. एंड देन आई वाज लाइक, आज तक तो गई नहीं, हम कभी चैल और शिमला के आगे, नो, दोज यूज्ड टू बी आवर फैमिली हॉलीडेज, मसूरी, चैल, शिमला. एंड आई वाज लाइक, कहीं और चलते हैं थोड़ा. No, I've also never been to beach towns internationally. Mm-hmm. Let's go somewhere, and I'm talking to them. You know, let's see what we can do. I wanted to get that piece of clothes. I wanted to get that piece of jewelry. Should we get a new phone? Mm-hmm. You know, so a new laptop. So I made a whole list. I said, "Acha, aapka budget kitna hoga?" You know, and just constant conversation with them, and you won't believe it. I don't know, it happened magically, spiritually, and the universe looks after you. And also the power of asking, you know, you're asking the universe.
Yeah.
You know, you're asking an energy much higher than us and our logical brain. Everything came true. Everything that I wrote on that list, I was given by the universe. And it just happens. I was like, I had made a list of a solitaire. I said, would you give me a solitaire? Because I always wanted to get one. And this used to be always our middle class Punjabi conversation. I was like, ab Oscar ke baad to banta hai na. And a week later, I was called on a panel. When I came back to India, I was called on a Women's Day panel, and it was in Taj Kulaba. And I was initially reluctant, but then I was like, okay, chalo, let's do it. There were two more people from Army and Navy and me, and we are talking about our lives and our experiences. And at the end of the panel, a diamond brand was their sponsor.
Wow.
And they came up and they gave each of us like a box which had a beautiful flowers and then a solitaire in between. You know, and they were like, thank you for coming on the panel. So, you know, we were styled before this panel. There was a full room of clothes to choose from. And I went backstage to return the clothes. I was like, okay, so I'm going home. They were like, no, it's for you. Anything else you want? You know, so I was just like, really? And you know, those moments like this, you know, how does this happen? How does this add up? You know, I've had my favorite phone company reach out to me and say that we love your work. It's our, you know, it's our pleasure to gift you this. And I'm just, it just back to back, one miracle after another. कुछ को इतना कोइंसिडेंस नहीं होता लाइफ में. द लिस्ट दैट आई हैड मेड, एवरीथिंग गॉट ट्रू. सो दैट्स हाउ यू नो दैट दे आर लिस्टिंग एंड दे आर रिवर्टिंग. एंड देन आई एम लाइक, ओके, नाउ नेक्स्ट. सो द कन्वर्सेशन इज ब्यूटीफुल. आई मीन, आई एम स्टिल गिविंग एन एग्जांपल ऑफ मटेरियलिस्टिक थिंग्स, वेरी टैंजिबल थिंग्स, बट इट्स कॉन्स्टेंट, यू नो, इट्स जस्ट इन एवरीथिंग, लाइक एंटरिंग अ टफ कन्वर्सेशन, आई एम टॉकिंग टू देम एंड आई एम सेइंग, अच्छा ठीक है, हेल्प ना, सामने वाले का हृदय परिवर्तन कर दो. लाइक आई टॉक टू देम एज फ्रेंड्स, यू नो, एंड आई फील लाइक आई हैव सुपर पावर एंड आई हैव टू एंजल्स वर्किंग ओवर टाइम फॉर माय जॉय. एंड आई नीड टू लर्न टू एक्सेप्ट दैट एंड लव माई सेल्फ एंड बी एबल टू एम्ब्रेस इट, यू नो. सो आई सी देम एज माय टू सुपर पावर्स, यू नो. आई हैव हाउ वी हैव सीन दोस मूवीज नाउ, सो दे आर माय सुपर पावर.
You know, I'm listening to you and your face is glowing when you're talking about this. And I'm in awe because bahut, you know, you've been in a tough phase or wahan se ye journey somehow confidence badhta hai that we all can slow and steady reach this place. Have you kept their stuff, Guni? Because kai baar abhi bhi when I see his handwriting, Baba's, to mujhe, you know, it triggers something. How do you deal with, like,
yeah. I had a lot of stuff. And then, again, after 7-8 years, I started giving it away to people who I love. You know, and I was like, I know you will cherish my mom's clothes. I know you will cherish my dad's clothes, you know. So, mujhe unki khushbu aati thi unme. To main to dene ke liye ready nahi thi. So now it's reduced to one trunk. And it every time it's a power of elimination, it gives me a lot of joy. I'm sharing it with people I love and who are further giving me blessings. Varna wo pada rahega. You know, and kuch cheeze maine banwa li hai, kuch cheeze jo main apne kapdo mein absorb kar sakti thi kar li hai. Now I've limited to like little diaries, my mom's cookery books, my dad's signed checks, you know, just some passbook pe sign kiya hai, wo cheeze rakhi hui hai. And very few clothes. And they had saved so many of my bachpan things, you know. So then a lot of photos and a piece of furniture, like the dressing table. Meri mamma ki dahej mein aaya tha. And it's very cute and antique. And so that is, reminds me of them all the time. I look at myself in that all the time. So it's one piece of furniture and one trunk of everything. So it's really reduced. But main wahan se aa rahi hu jahan maine Delhi ka ghar pack kiya. You know, it was a big four bedroom ghar with everything, you know. And from bartan to kapde to chadre to like everything. You know, I have one or two chadars now, but I have freely given away and it's given me a lot of joy. And I came to that point after I was more settled in peace, then freely gave it away to people I love. And they come back to me with the stories, you know, they're like, you remember? And I was like, yes, I do. You know, so it's, it gives us a lot of conversation.
You know, I do this podcast, one, for a selfish reason, for myself somehow, and to be able to help others in whatever way, because if there's anybody else jo grief ke stage mein hai and wants to come out, what would you say to them, Guneet, Abhi, who are probably not as strong as you are?
You know, I've had family members who are not as strong, who were not able to come out of it, and for years were depressed, I would say, look at yourself from the eyes of the loved one. They would not want to see you like that. They would not want to see you depressed, demotivated because of a physical connection not being there. Yeah. You know, they are around guiding you, loving you. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow them to reach out to you. You're paining them by being depressed and not addressing it. So physical presence, matlab hum log sab temporary hai. And that is the only truth. So, kitna denial mein rahenge na? So whatever time we have here, if you can't allow yourself joy, give your privileges to somebody else. You know, because of your privileges, help somebody else. And that heals you a lot. You know, that really, really, that process, very conscious process of seva, of giving, heals you a lot of, you know, because after parents, my concept was, you know, of bada gaadi and bada ghar and all of that. Yeah. It's immaterial. You know, it's really about lives that one can impact. You know, how many things will you accumulate materialistically? How much is enough? You know, the only truth is that we are going to go. And then somebody has to wrap up all of this and, you know, live with. So, but the energy never leaves. What they have made you feel while you were growing up, what you have made them feel, and that feeling will always be there with you. So thrive in that, double down on that, and they will reach out to you and you will be able to reach out to them and have this beautiful connection and talk to them in dreams and, you know that they are happy. So you have to bless them for their onward journey and live life with grace here, you know, as long as we are here. So it's a choice. You know, you want to choose to actively pull yourself out of it, or you want to choose to dwell in the darker side. And it's very easy to be down and out and low and depressed. And so we all have yin and yang, and we all have negative and positive within us. And it takes energy to double down on positive, to see positive in everything, you know, to see that there is a piece of blessing in every human being you're talking to. You know, there is a piece of God in them. There is a piece of faith in them. There is, you know, so building those deeper connections, allowing yourself to expand your thought process and horizon, and connecting with faith takes us a very, very long way. So faith allows you to love yourself. Faith allows you to have faith. And, you know, how do you actively look for positive things in complete disaster? Ki, you know, jo kuch, anyways, jo kuch hai so tera. You know, so it is more like, you know, in Gurbani they say that ki, you know, thank you रब्बा जो तूने मुझे दिया उसके लिए थैंक यू, जो नहीं दिया उसके लिए और ज्यादा थैंक यू. यू नो, सो हाउ डू यू गेट इन टू दैट सेकेंड फेज कि जो आपसे चला गया, जो नहीं हुआ, जो नहीं होना था, वो तो हम रो तो किसी भी चीज के ले सकते हैं ना. हम लोग तो यहाँ ब्रेकअप्स पे कितना रो लेते हैं, तो वो दुख मनाने के लिए तो बहुत है. सो हाउ डू वी लव आवरसेल्व्स अ बिट मोर एंड हार्डर एंड लुक एट आवरसेल्व्स फ्रॉम देयर आइज एंड दे विल बी अराउंड इन लाइक डबलिंग डाउन ऑन यू.
दिस इज सच अ स्पेशल सेशन. थैंक यू गुमीत सो मच. This I know it's a lived truth, and you know you've experienced everything from the lows to this state that you're in. And what a beautiful line, which I'm sure I'm going to carry with me, is see yourself from the eyes of the loved ones and see how they would want to see you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You can listen to us on hdsmartcast.com and on other leading audio platforms. Always remember, there's no hurry. It's okay to grieve. So take your time. In case you want to stay in touch with me, you can find me on Twitter and Facebook at @RJSTUTEE or on Instagram at @StutiGhosh. To watch the video of this episode, you can check out the HT Smartcast and Fever FM YouTube channels. We are also present on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. For more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. Aur suno naye nazariye se.
Aap sun rahe hain HT Smartcast. Aur ye tha Fever FM Production.
HT Smartcast.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.